Moncrief on News Talk.
You're driving along in your traditional diesel or petrol car and the fuel warning light comes on. Some react to this by immediately searching for a garage, but others like to play warning light chicken, attempting to squeeze as much mileage as possible from whatever fuel is left. But is that bad for your car, or does it make any difference? Dave Humphreys from CompleteCar.ie joins us now. Afternoon, Dave.
Afternoon, Sean.
When that happens, does it depend if you've got a diesel car or a petrol car?
Well, diesel will typically go with that little bit further, but generally speaking, depending on the car, on average, when your fuel light comes on, you've got anything from maybe 40 to even as much as 80 kilometres still left of driving before you really have to start panicking. But, you know, you need to be a bit mindful about where you're driving. Obviously, if you're very close to the end of the fuel gauge and the light's been on for a while, don't like join a motorway, for example, where you're going to probably get stuck, you know, like, so I know people do love to kind of do that kind of fuel light roulette and see how far they can go. But it's not always the best thing. And it's also not always the best thing for your car to always, like, you know, run it right down to the dregs, because it can overload things like the fuel pump. Older cars might have a bit of old sediment that builds up over years and years, and that can then kind of get brought and sucked down the fuel lines, and it's not great for the car. So it's not the best thing in the world. I know people want to get their money's worth out of it, but generally speaking, when it comes on, it's worth just, you know, put a bit more juice into it.
Yeah. And if the car is moving about, can that affect whether the light's coming on or not? I've had the experience with a few lighters on, and then I, you know, get to my house and park it, and then the next morning it's gone off again.
Yeah, absolutely. You're dead right. What can happen, a lot of the time they'll just have almost like just a weighted float in the fuel tank. And once that goes down below a certain level, that will then trigger the switch that activates the fuel light. But then if you go and park on an incline, for example, the fuel might slosh down, raise that again, and your fuel light goes off. Generally speaking, though, once you're driving along, it's on a level ground. That's going to give you an idea of how much you do have left in it. So, yes, it can vary. You know, very spirited driving, you might even get it going around a corner a bit too fast. It might flicker on. Depends on the car. These days, though, as I said, they will give you a fair bit of notice before you're really going to start to run down on fumes.
And are there things you can do to increase the fuel efficiency of your car? Like, should you drive
Absolutely.
With your windows open, for instance? Is that like holding you back?
A little bit, but that's probably not the main thing. The single biggest bit of advice I would always give people is check your tire pressures about once a month. That's the single best thing you can do. If your tires are correctly inflated, they're going to have lower rolling resistance, and therefore it's going to be a little bit easier. I always kind of use that analogy of, you know, sometimes you go into the supermarket, you get a trolley that has a slightly wonky wheel, and you've got to push it that little bit harder.
Yes.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing if your tires are a little bit soft, the engine is having to work that little bit harder to push the car along. So if you've got them at the right pressures, then it's just going to make life a little bit easier for the car. And people should really do this about once a month, because not only will you improve your fuel efficiency, you'll actually slightly reduce your emissions as a result, but your tires will actually last longer as well. If your tires are underinflated and you're driving along all the time on them, they're going to wear out sooner and you're going to have to spend more money to replace them.
How you drive the car. I know some more modern cars have a thing that if you know, stop at a traffic light, it just cuts the engine out completely.
Yes.
If you've got an old banger like I do, should you be doing that, turning it off and turning it on again?
You don't really save a huge amount by doing this. And in actual fact, on older cars, you know, you're twisting the key, it's going to inject more fuel in to start the engine again. So it's kind of a bit of a false economy, really. It's a good feature to have. Modern cars have it, but really it's there to make very minute savings over the life cycle of the car, you know. So it's good to have, but if your car doesn't have it, I wouldn't necessarily be switching your ignition off every time you come up to a red light and having to restart it again. But yes, these cars, you know, they do have these sort of systems now to do that. Really, the best thing you can do is if you're, even when your car has that or doesn't have that, is pay attention to how you're driving. don't, for example, use all of the revs before you go and change up to the next gear. And all you're doing is burning more fuel for really not a whole lot of extra gain. Mm-hmm. But also, I always tell people to anticipate the road. If you're driving along a very straight road and you see a junction up ahead and the light's green and you're maybe 300 meters away, 400 meters away, there's a good chance that by the time you get there, the lights are already having to change or have changed either to amber or to red. So don't just keep your foot in and then brake hard at the last moment for the junction. Just lift off. Once you lift off the accelerator, you're not going to be using much fuel. Coast up more, a bit more calmly, a bit more gently to a stop.
Yeah.
Equally, just be aware of what's going on around you on the road as well, And again, a lot of cars these days are now automatics. But if you've got a manual car, again, as I said, with the gear changes, just watch what you're doing, what gear you're in. Don't be in an overly low gear because you're just going to use more revs and burn more fuel.
Dave, thanks a million. Font of wisdom as ever. Dave Humphreys there from companycar.ie.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.